Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Having a little bit of a difficulty getting our guest for the 9 o'clock hour, so we're just going to keep on rolling. And when we finally get a hold of him, we'll talk about some of the different plants from Tesler. They have some great products in there. My father's been talking about them all year. I did have the pleasure of having those plants delivered here to the nursery so I could pick them up for my father, and they were just something else. They were very nice-looking plants. They're something else. If you want to get some more information, you can go to my father's website at paulparent.com and then visit his sponsors, and you look for Tesler plants. You can go to their website and find some information. It's a bunch of different items. One of my favorites there is the flower carpet roses and the volcano phlox. Those are two great products that you can be two great plants that you can be out there and using. Flower carpet roses come in a couple different colors. I've seen them in there, out there. Pink, white, reds, shades of yellow. I mean, there are a ton of different styles out there. The coral color and amber color, white, yellow, just like I said, some great different roses there. If you go to their website, you can find they have about maybe a dozen, 15 different plants on their website. Volcano Phlox is a really nice-looking plant. And they have the bonfire begonias. Those are great-looking. I mean, those are amazing when they're in flower. It honestly looks like a bonfire. Just the flowers that are coming out of there are just incredible. It's got a nice orangey-red color, or they even have a pink. Definitely something to take a look at because those are great looking shrubs and annuals and whatnot. We'll definitely, if we get a hold of Tim, we're going to be talking about what you can be doing at this time of year to put those to bed, get them ready for the winter. So hopefully we get a hold of him. So if any of you have gotten these plants, we can get some more information about it. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything we can to answer all your gardening questions. Be here for about another 50 minutes to help you out. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you. One of the things we've been talking about all morning long is Sandy. She's coming up the coast and looking to wreak some havoc on our area. Could be a lot of rain coming our way, a lot of wind, a lot of everything. Hopefully the two cold fronts aren't going to head our way and hit us with some snow. It doesn't look like that now, so that's a good thing. But we should definitely be getting out there and taking care of some few last things in the lawn. You definitely want to take care of any of the trees or shrubs that are over 6 feet tall. Newly planted. That way you can stake them and make sure that they stay in one spot during the storm. You don't want those to be uprooted or anything along those lines because you can do some damage to the root system. You got to remember that any damage to the root system will actually affect the shoots. So the more you take care of the roots, the better off the shoots are. So we want to make sure by staking those, we keep them in the ground and get them ready for this storm that's coming, because we're not the only ones that need to batten down the hatches. We got to take care of those plants too. You know, you've spent some money on something those sizes, so you definitely want to protect your assets. So that's something you can do. A lot of garden centers have staking kits. Some of them have they come right in a package. Three stakes. It's got some guy wire. You take that around the tree and you put them in three different areas. You put the stakes down in three areas so that the wind won't be blowing it any which way. It'll protect it that way. So it's something you want to be looking at doing right now. Take care of the yard. Get everything picked up, any lawn furniture, anything like that. You don't want that to be, you know, blown off of a deck or anything along those lines, because a lot of times next to a deck you'll have some plants. We don't want anything to break like that. So get those away. Get everything taken care of for the storm. Batten down the hatches, if you will, and get ready, because Sandy's on her way. Hopefully she won't be too bad to us, because, you know, this is something we usually don't get this late in the season. So we'll... You know, hopefully it goes through. We got some rain, we got some wind, and everything looks good, and we don't lose that power, etc. So, you know, that should be something we do. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out with your gardening questions. It's fall. We talked to Aston Ritchie last hour, and he's talking about some things we could be doing for the lawn. And one of the things we want to get out there is, you know, everybody's heard of a four-step type thing. And, you know, they say, all right, I've done my four steps. I'm done with the lawn. Well, the experts are starting to say out there after years of research that putting another winterizer at this time, if you put something down in like September, you still have time to be doing this. We want it done by about mid-November to put down. It's almost like a fifth step, I said to Ashton. It's kind of like a step 4B. That's something I would be putting down. And it's going to make your lawn a lot stronger, not only in the spring, but in the summer. We're giving it those nutrients that the lawn needs. I've said this a few times, but the more we take care of the roots, the better the shoots are, and it's something we really should be doing, take care of it. Now, you do have a little bit of time left to be putting a lawn in, putting some seed down. I do recommend that anytime you're putting seed down at this time of year, you use some sort of straw to cover it. That way that you can, if the cold weather gets over it, you're not going to fry any of the seed down there. By putting some straw like that, it not only holds the seed in there, it insulates it and allows it to germinate. I have a product that I like to use. It's called Easy Straw. It's got a tackifier in there. One of the great things about it is it stays on there on the ground and will hold in there in watery conditions, flooded areas, that type of thing. You know, 3 to 4 inches of rain, it might not stay down, but it is something that holds it. The other thing that I like about it is we're getting into the wintertime season, you know, late fall, where birds are starting to feed. This is the time of year that birds need to get their food for the winter. A lot of the bird watchers are noticing that birds are sticking around getting the food at this time. Well, birds, their first place that they go to get their food is on the ground. They will look on the ground first. And if you put seed down there, they're looking for that and trying to get that. So by putting this tackifier on there, it's holding it down and protecting it from the birds as well. You know, I always thought birds, if you put food out by a feeder, they were going to go to that first no matter what, because you're giving them a great meal. But birds always go to the ground first. That's where they try to feed, and then they'll go to the feeder second. Last year, the feeders probably didn't get drained as much because of the fact that there was no snow cover. So that's what's happening with the birds. And so, you know, it's a little bit of cycle right there that we're looking at. So you definitely, if you're putting a lawn, you want to have something to cover it, because the birds are going to be going after it at this time of year to try and feed themselves and their families. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do everything we can to answer your gardening questions. So give us a call. We got about 44 minutes, and we'll do everything we can to help you. Hopefully we can get our guest on this morning so we can get a little bit more information about Tesla plants and what we should be doing. If you want some more information, go to my father's website, paulparent.com, and click on sponsors. Scroll down close to the bottom, about three-quarters of the way, and you'll see Tesla plants. Click on there, and you can get some more information about their the plants that they do take care of. You know, they have some different products, different plants that have powder that are powdery mildew resistant. So you can take a look at that. They have different cannas, some phlox, and some different roses. A lot of great products. So if you definitely want to take a look at those while you're there, take a look at some of the other sponsors, get some more information, all the different ideas that you could be doing at this time of year. I've said it a couple times, but after the storm, we might need to reapply your deer repellent for the winter. You definitely want to make sure you're protected. If you've already sprayed it, this storm that's coming up, about 1 to 3 inches of rain might wash some of it off. So we definitely want to just be extra precautious and spray it after the storm. Wait until it's dried out and about give it 24 hours to dry, and you should help out for the rest of the year. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got a caller?
We sure do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from New Hampshire with a question about raking leaves.
Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to know about, you mentioned something about cutting the grass now. It's a good time to do it. And, you know, right through the leaves?
Yep.
And, you know, my son said that there are too many leaves there that wouldn't be, you know, would be hard to, it really wouldn't pay to do it now. He wanted to wait till all the leaves fall down and do it. And I didn't think that was such a good idea. So,
well, what, I could get you. What you want to do is when the leaves are down there at this time, when it's not as heavy, you can actually mulch them in.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you want to make sure that the leaves are going to be broken down to about dime size. To mulch into the lawn. You know, it would be a good time to be doing it now. He might be able to do it again later on. But, that, I mean, if anything by doing this is better than raking the lawn. So it's definitely will help.
Right, even though there's, like, some of them are piled up in some areas and other areas, of course, are much thinner.
Yeah.
I guess the wind blows them and they, you know, there are more in some areas than other.
In the areas that are really heavy with leaves, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be really hard to break those up completely like that.
So maybe
in the areas that are a little lighter, I'm not talking like one or two leaves here or there, maybe a little bit of a covering. But if you go into an area where there's a huge amount of leaves, where it's a big pile, it's going to be really hard for you to break those down. We're talking more, you know, some of the areas that have a nice covering of leaves, you can mulch those in. By mowing them. And like Ashton Ritchie said, you're definitely going to want to put down another fall fertilizer at this time if you haven't already, or if you did it sometime in September. You want to mulch the leaves in and then put down the fertilizer on top of that. It allows everything to work together and create a better lawn for you next spring and during the summer. So that's definitely something you want to look at.
Okay.
But the, like I said, the areas that are really covered in leaves, you might have to pick some of those up. You don't have to get everything, but you might be able to, you know, you might have to take some of those out of the way.
Right. Yeah, thin it out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a little bit.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things we can be doing after this storm is doing some planting. They've always said for a number of years that fall is for planting. It's that time of year to be putting in some of the different shrubs and trees that are from your garden center. It's a great thing to be doing because what's going to happen is these trees and shrubs are going to be focusing on the root system instead of making leaves and getting bigger. The better the root system is established, the more likely you're going to have a bigger plant and better looking plant. So this is the time of year. I know a lot of garden centers will have some sales on their trees and shrubs at this time of year because the less they have, the less they have to put away. So this is a great time to be doing that as well, to just be filling your yard. So it's definitely a good time to be doing that. You definitely want to use some sort of starter fertilizer. You can use the Alpha Bio system, Thrive, or you can use a plant starter. Those are definitely definitely a product you want to use. Now, if you're looking to do some more planting, you still have time to be putting bulbs into the ground. You have a couple more weeks until the ground freezes to put them down. Now, a lot of garden centers will still have some out there. So if you want something nice in the spring, put some bulbs in now and just, you might even forget about them. And then in the spring, all of a sudden, boom, there's some nice color. Get some tulips, some crocuses, some, daffodils, that type of thing. You can even plant allium right now. There's a bunch of different bulbs that you could be planting. Do something little right now. Put that into the ground, and then come spring, you're going to have something that's looking great, and it's really going to be happy that you did it. It's still got time. Still got a couple weeks left to doing that. A lot of times with bulbs, what I do is to make them resistant to rodents, I'll take the Repelzol from Bonide, and I will soak the bulbs in it. You put them in a soak of that to help them repel the rodents from it. So that's a good idea to be doing when you're putting these bulbs in. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We got a couple minutes left. We'll answer a couple of your questions. So we hope to hear from you.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You can join us by giving us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll get a couple calls on the line. So, Tom, let's go right into the phone line. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Rhode Island with a question about his lawn.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Paul. I planted on my lawn 2 weeks ago with a slate feeder.
Yeah.
And I dropped some lime and some starter fertilizer. And now with the storm coming and all these leaves getting knocked onto the yard, how quickly should I get the leaves off the yard? Because the grass is just starting to come up now. And I'm just wondering, like, how long before I get those leaves off the ground?
Well, some of the leaves are definitely going to end up blowing away with this storm. So you might not have to worry about some of it. But, you know, I would definitely try and get it off in the next week or so. Try to get it off. You're not going to be cutting that lawn because it's so small, so you can't really mulch them into the lawn. So you definitely want to get them off. But when you do rake the lawn, you don't want to have a heavy rake. You want to be light because it's only been 2 weeks of growth. So you're only getting, you know, you might have some seed still there that hasn't completely germinated. So it's kind of hard to say go out there and rake the lawn or use a blower of that sort. Because you could be blowing away some of the seed or raking the seed off.
Yeah,
so if you're going to do it, you got to just be careful. I mean, you could wait another week or so, maybe a little bit longer, before you get this off there. you definitely just want to have some sort of, it will act as some sort of insulation to keep it warm.
Right.
But at the same time, it can start to suffocate it.
Right.
So you don't want to leave it there for the winter, but you definitely want to get some of that off the lawn. You just got to be careful.
Like the heavy spots, should I just like get those?
Yeah, the heavy spots where it's, you know, piled up.
Right.
You know, maybe if it's piled up in those areas, maybe try and grab it with your hands first. Get as
right.
much of it up in that area. And if
yeah.
you have to use a rake, just do it lightly. Just skim
okay.
over the top because you don't want to rip up any of the seed that's either just growing or, you know, still hasn't grown yet.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't use a blower of any sorts as well. It's something that you could be blowing the seed everywhere. You could have one area that has a lot of grass and then one area that doesn't.
Right.
So
okay,
you definitely
thanks.
Want to take a look at that. We thank you for the phone call, Steve. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Mass with a question about a volcano plant.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Is this me?
This is you, if you're Jim.
Yeah, okay. I got two volcano plants. No, three of them. They came out beautiful. Now what do? Cut them back?
You got the volcano phlox?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually, if you've seen that they started to wither a little bit, the plants?
Yeah.
You can cut those back, you know, not to the ground, but give it a little bit of height off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, 4 or 6 inches. Definitely, excuse me, once the plant has started to wither, it's going back into its root system and, you know, reviving itself in there and not focusing on the leaves and the branches. It's probably not huge, I'm assuming.
Well, they're still up. They're still up, but, you know, one of them still got flowers on, but the other two died.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna cut back a little bit just so that they can refocus back onto the into the soil, into the root system.
Not to the ground,
you know,
right?
Not to the ground. You want to leave a little bit of it. If if you're concerned that the winter might be a little bit too cold, you can put some straw around it.
Okay.
But you don't really need to. You want it to go dormant and have its dormant period for the winter. Yeah, go right ahead.
You just mentioned leaving the leaves on and the mulching them. Well, when you do that, you're going to pick up grass seed too. Is that all right?
Well, if you've just been seeding, you know, you definitely don't want to be mowing the lawn like that and mulching it in like that. It's going to be kind of hard. So if you've just seeded in the past couple weeks,
No, I haven't fertilized yet.
Okay, but have you seeded?
No.
Okay, well then, you know, you shouldn't have a problem mulching the leaves into the lawn. Ashton Ritchie said that what he is doing is he will mulch the leaves to about dime size.
Yeah, I do that. That's the easy part. But what I'm concerned about, you're picking up grass clippings too.
You are having some grass clippings in there as well, but the good things from the leaves will outweigh the bad of leaving any of the grass clippings.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and as he said as well, for the mowing height, you know, do it just as high as you would be normally doing.
Yeah.
You know, don't cut it down, you know, pretty low. You want to give it a little bit of extra height to it, you know. Keep it the same length you've been doing all, you know, the past couple months. So by doing that, you're going to mulch it in there. You're going to give it some the microbes that the soil needs. So it is going to be very beneficial for it.
Okay.
So,
even
you know, just
even though the grass clippings are there, right?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, after you've mulched with the leaves, you know, make sure you put down your final fertilizer step, because that'll react with it's going to be like a little compost on top. And by using that, the two of them are going to work together and create a nice lawn for you in the spring or in the spring and the summer.
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for the phone call, Jim. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from Mass with a question about a pine tree.
Martha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I have one of those decorative pine trees. I don't know what kind it is. It looks like a little Christmas tree, and it's about 2 feet tall. It's in a stone pot, and I didn't want to leave that out all winter because of the stone pot. So I didn't know. I put it in the garage, but should it be outside or should it be inside?
It seems like the little, is it like really tight buds? Is it a dwarf Alberta spruce?
No. I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but it looks like it's tight.
Yeah.
And they're real, real sharp little pines.
Yeah. It seems like what that could be. A lot of them are slow growers. That's what they do tend to look like. One of the things I would recommend doing is by bringing it inside, it could get too warm. If you keep it in the garage, it might get, you know, the cold, warm from opening the doors, et cetera. I personally would leave it outside. One of the things I would do with any pot that I have out there, I would get little pot feet, lift the pot up from the ground about an inch or so to allow the cold air and the air to flow underneath the pot.
Oh.
What this does is it protects the pot as well as the plant, okay?
So the stone pot, should I put it in a plastic pot, though? Because I know Paul has said if you leave the stone pots out, they fill with water and then they can crack.
Well, if the whole plant is, in there, you could repot it into the plastic. But sometimes if there's a plant in the stone pot, as long as it has, as long as it's finished and it has the gap underneath it, it should be fine. One of the things I would, suggest if you're worried about the pot is taking it, putting it outside into like a corner of an area where it's got a little bit of protection. Okay, not somewhere where snow is going to fall over the winter onto the top of it, but in an area that's got some nice protection.
Okay.
What I would do, lift the pot up again with those pot feet to give it a little bit, the air to flow underneath it. And then if you're concerned, get some straw and put that around the plants. Okay, to protect the pot and the root system that's underneath it. That's just giving a little bit of extra protection so that in the winter with the freeze thaw, it's not going to affect it. One of the things with pots is if you leave them on the ground, they'll freeze right to the ground. And then with the freeze thaw, you can crack the whole entire bottom of the pot. Just by slightly hitting it sometimes or moving it with, from the snow, you can actually break the whole bottom of the pot and then you're out all the money you spent for it. But by picking it up off the ground just a little bit, letting the air flow underneath it is allowing everything to stay cold instead of freezing right to the ground. So you're protecting
the pot.
You can find them in any garden center that has any, sells pots. I know my garden center carries them. They look like little feet. Some of them have some different designs. It can be like a lion's foot or things like that. It's just got a little gap that brings it up about an inch off the ground, a way to protect your plant.
All right, great.
All right. We thank you for the phone call, Martha.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody else on the line?
Sure do.
All right. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marjorie from New Hampshire with a question about her butterfly bush.
Marjorie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Morning.
Good morning. I'm looking to find out about a butterfly bush. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. What can I help you with the butterfly bush?
It grew quite tall and spindly this past summer, and I wonder if I can cut it back.
You can cut the butterfly bush back a bit. I've seen people cut them all the way back just to get them rejuvenated a bit. It's just outgrown itself. There's a lot of gaps in between the leaves.
Oh, yes. I'm wondering if I should go down about halfway down or...
You could cut it back about halfway down. One of the things that they say this time of year might be a little bit too late just because of the fact that, it's starting to get cold and freezing.
Sure, yeah.
But if it's gotten too big, then, you might be able to do it without an issue. Because, if it's too big for the area, then you might just have to live with the fact that it might not blossom as much next year.
Okay.
One of the things you could do is you can cut it after it blooms, or you can cut it in the early spring to rejuvenate it. It seems like what might be happening is it might be in a little bit of a shadier area than it likes. If it's stretching to get, you know, getting so big that maybe there's a little bit too much shade there.
This is in full sun.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because sometimes if it's in a shady area, it's stretching for the sun.
Yeah.
But if it's in full sun, you know, maybe it just needs a cutback. It needs a little bit of, you know, cutting back to refocus the plant's attention to getting a bushier plant instead of a taller plant.
Yes,
so you could
yes.
definitely, at this time, give it some sort of fertilizer, like a plant tone.
Uh-huh.
Give it something now, and then again in the spring, and give it a cutback in the spring. That's what I would personally do.
Uh-huh. Now, I have another question about a angel wing begonia.
Okay.
I've got it in out my sunroom right now, but it's going to get too cold out there. Do I cut that back and bring it inside or put it in the basement? Or?
With the angel wing, I'm trying to think. One of the things you can do, you know, if it's going to be too cold in that area.
How about the basement?
The basement might not be a bad idea to be putting there,
yeah.
to bring it into that area. What I got to do, Marjorie, I got to go to a break real quick. So what
uh-huh.
I'm going to do is on the other side of the break, I'm going to give you the rest of the information so I can give you all the information you need.
Now, will I get that on the radio?
Yep, you can get that on the radio, okay?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
All righty. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking Marjorie about the angel wing begonias and putting them away for the winter. Something that you're going to want to do is you're going to want to let them have a dormant period. So by doing that, what you're going to do is you're going to bring it into a basement in a nice cooler area. Temperatures between about 50 to 55, and you're going to let the begonia itself, if it's a tuberous begonia, you'd be bringing it in and taking it out of the soil and cutting it back. But I personally would just let it kind of have a dormant period by bringing it in to like a basement, 50 to 55 degrees, and letting it have that dormant period. Kind of just forget about it a little bit. You know, they don't go completely dormant. So you give it a little bit of some moisture, but you don't want it to, you know, you kind of don't want it to be growing all season, all winter long. You want it to have a little bit of a dormant period. It doesn't completely go dormant. That's the style that it is. So you can keep it a little bit moist and do a light fertilizer, but you definitely don't want to forget about it. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got anybody on the line?
We do.
All right, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beverly from New Hampshire with a question about a pear tree.
Beverly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello, Patrick. I have a pear tree. I don't know if you know anything about it. It's it has very long thorns all the way along the branch.
Okay.
Do you happen to know what kind that is and how to take care of it?
It's a pear tree that has the thorns on it?
Yes. Not on the fruit, on the tree itself.
All right. It has fruit? Is this fruit bearing?
Yes. Yeah, I have flowers, white flowers in the springtime. But a few years ago, I had quite a few pear trees, pears on it. But all of a sudden, they all disappeared. I don't know if it's the animals that got it or what.
It could be. We've had a lot of time this past couple of years where there wasn't a lot of snow cover, so that the animals were trying to get as much food as they could, so they could have been taking them off there. One of the things I might do to the pear tree is kind of give it a little bit of a haircut, cut it back by a little bit, and give it a little bit of a, not shock, but say, hey, I want you to focus more on the fruit in here. So that might be something to do. At this time of year, it's already starting to focus on its next year.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit too late. One of the things I would do is make sure you give some sort of fertilizer to it. Give a little bit of a tree tone into the plant at this time of year, and then again in the spring.
Yeah.
So you can, refocus the energy for the plant and give it a little bit more energy by giving it this food.
But have you ever heard of a tree with bad thorns on it? I mean, almost a half inch.
On this one, I haven't. You kind of stumped me a little bit on that. I'm wondering if the thorns are coming from something else or if there's something attached to it. It seems odd.
They grow right out of the back of the tree on the limbs.
They're
extremely picky.
It is kind of odd to hear something along those lines, so I haven't heard that. It might be some of the branching that's older that's just sitting like that and becoming like that.
Well, it just started blooming about, maybe 2-3 years ago.
Okay. It just might be the way it's growing like that, but I definitely, it might take a little bit longer to have the plant produce a little bit more, but you definitely want to fertilize it, maybe give it a little bit of a haircut after it, after it blooms and not right after it blooms, after it's the fruiting,
okay.
But the fertilizer is definitely going to help it on the plant.
Okay, thank
you. And we thank you for the phone call, Beverly.
Bye-bye.
And that's about all the time we have. We've got about 30 seconds left before the end of the show. Don't fret. My father will be back next week. I have talked to him last night. He is ready to come back next week. He has some stories to tell you. So look forward to that. Give him a call, 855-660-4261. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Get out there and get safe for this hurricane that's coming. Hopefully Sandy doesn't affect us too bad. So enjoy your week, and my father will be back next week.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.